Yeah, morning everyone. 7:17, Jimmy and Mike on the air. How you doing, Central West? 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. And stand by because Want a Gift, the segment where we give you the best gifts to get for your all sorts of people, is coming back. Everyone, after 7:30, this morning's edition is about pets.
Yeah, so if you're a feline lover, you're an animal, you're a dog lover, whatever, got you sorted.
Now, Mike, over the weekend, I got myself a gift.
Oh, yes, you did. You got a fancy new toy.
I got a new iPhone X, and also from the Canberra Apple Store, I got the new Apple Watch Series 3.
Oh, look at that. Look at that fancy.
You might have heard it earlier. It can do all sorts of different functions. Like, I can, if I lose my phone, I'll show you this cool function, Mike. I'm still learning how to use it.
Yeah, he's still learning. It's
so I can ping my phone. Take a listen to this. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold my phone there.
And then that.
And I'm like, oh, there's my phone over there. Mike from Workdays has stolen it to play with the fancy camera.
Oh, see, that's fancy.
Now, one of the cool things about the Apple Watch, now, I'm probably late to the party here, I admit.
Possibly. The Apple Watch has been out for a while.
But, like, you can talk to it and be like, hey, Siri, can you message Mum and tell her XYZ?
Yeah.
Now, I've already encountered a few problems starting late. When I ask Siri to do something on my watch, it also does it on my phone because both of them pick up, hey, Siri.
Oh, of course.
So I'm like, hey, Siri, and then ding, 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 ding. Yes, I didn't quite get that, James. I didn't quite get that. I'm like, ugh. So anyway, I've just gotten into, now once again, late to the party, text messaging, but talking.
But so voice, so you text message but through your voice, so you're not typing.
Yeah, so and I do it to my watch. So I'm walking down the street and I'm like, hey Siri, would you please text message Scott and let him know that I got home from Canberra safely?
Yeah.
And then Siri, like, it does this. I've got to stop for a second.
Yeah. Hang on. What is it?
Yeah, then goes and then asks me if I'm ready to send it.
Your message to Scott Flag of Australia. Richie says, I got home from Canberra safely and then Siri, like, it does this. I got stopped for a second, yeah.
Now, you see what I mean there? Siri always gets your messages wrong.
That's, I could not decipher that at all.
I want to give you one which I wrote yesterday or worded yesterday.
Okay. So is this what was sent?
This what was sent
yep.
on my text message. Now, I was driving, so I was talking to my watch.
Yep.
I think that's legal. Not sure. I didn't touch it.
Yeah, it's touchy.
Spoke to it. I said, hey, mate. Yes, so we can have a pretty good weekend. Went out last night. I got home about 2. I'm also watched the Mariners game last night. The pain, pretty good money at 750. -1, go put it casual 50. In on it, so cleaned up there without one, which is pretty good. And also, I sent you this message from Siri, so it may sound, and I read really weird lol.
That made no sense whatsoever. I got lost about like 5 words into that, I'll be honest.
Now, it was said to Brandon, who works here in the sales team at Hit FM.
Yeah.
Brandon, he said, it wasn't the easiest to read.
That's nice of
him. But I understood most of it.
Oh, well, Brandon's doing better than me because I got nothing from that.
Basically, what I was saying was, had a pretty good weekend, got home at 2 a.m, put some money on the Mariners, and got up. So,
okay.
Brandon understood that.
Brandon's doing a good job. We should use him as a Siri translator from now on.
Absolutely. You know what, though? Because now I'm starting to check what's been written by Siri.
Mm-hmm.
It actually takes more time because you got to say it. Then you got to check that Siri got it right. You may as well just write the bloody text message yourself in the first place.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. The perils of spending $600 on a new watch. First world problems.
Amish and Andy. Ahead of our band.
Yeah, morning everyone. Double on the Central West number one. It's Hit 93.5. Jimmy and Mike on air this morning. And after 8:30, our local MP Troy Grant joins us live in studio. You might have heard all the news about the stadium builds in Sydney. $2.5 billion the state government is spending. Got to check in with him about some details on that as well. We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what
you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
Yeah, right now, the segment of the best gifts of 2017, and today's edition is the pets.
Yeah, it is, for all your pet lovers out there. So I've found three gifts. I'm going to kick it off at number three, obviously. So this one is a great idea if you have like a dog and you like taking your dog for walks and stuff. Maybe you like taking, woof, woof. Say you like taking it for a hike or something.
Oh, yeah.
You take this water bottle that also converts into a dog bowl at the same time.
A water bottle dog bowl. Now, is it for humans to drink from as well, or is it just for the dog?
Preferably for the dog.
So it's a water bottle dog bowl. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because,
you tip it upside down and there's a little tray and everything that pours the water into it that turns into a dog bowl.
So yeah, that's perfect as well, because if you take water, often you got to put the water in your hand and let the dog lick it out.
Yeah.
And then they don't get much water.
Exactly.
And you're left with a licked out hand.
Yeah, very, very, very unfortunate that. But this one's really cheap, only $10, that gift.
How good is that? What's the number two?
So this one's for the cat lovers
out there.
Boo. I love cats. Cats are brilliant. Now, this one's a little bit more expensive. This one, say you don't like getting like your cat's fur all over your couch or stuff like that. A perfect cat bed is a cat hammock.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So you can set it up in the lounge room and everything, not get the cat on the couch or anything. Have its own little hammock there where it can rest, nap, and it's
you know
really
what
cool.
The cat will end up doing, though? It'll end up going, oh, mate, I own this place. You don't tell me where to sit and where not to sit.
This is the unfortunate thing with these sort of gifts, like getting a new bed or something. They odds are probably will not go for that straight away.
Cat hammock at number two. But what's the number one gift for pet lovers this year for Christmas?
I would say it would be definitely an electric automatic dog food dispenser.
Oh, now that's handy, because how many times do people leave home and go, forgot to give the dog their food. You know, it's not like, obviously, like, you feed your dog every day, but he's going to be hungry today and he won't get his food till after I get home from work.
Exactly. Say you're out all day and you're not going to be home for like over like 12, 14 hours. You can set this up. It has an clear LCD display where you can set it up for interval times to release food into the bowl. And you can also voice record your own voice in there and call your dog over and say like, hey, it's time for a feed at like say 7:30 and you know you're not going to be home, so the dog still hears your voice.
How cool is that? You can do that. Wow, I like that. There you go. The automatic dog feeder is the number one gift for pet lovers this 2017 Christmas. Mike, any other gifts? I think that's it, isn't it?
I think that those are the three gifts. That one retails for about $40, so decent.
Yeah. Nice.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
Joining us on the air right now from Channel 9's greatest family food fight show. Well, it is called Family
Food
Fight.
It is Family Food Fight. That's exactly it.
Finale's on tonight. Matt Moran, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for having me. Very exciting day, I'll tell you.
Oh, it is grand finale. Now, before we get into what's happening on the grand finale, I've been surprised that there's actually been no real food fights of throwing of food at each other during the show. What's happened there?
Yeah, what's that about?
Oh, see, that's where you're wrong. You know, Tom Parker Bowles and I have been having food fights the whole time. Throwing stuff at each other all the time. Whenever we can't stand each other, so we just throw food at each other. That's a real food fight.
What's the food of choice when you're having a food fight for you?
Oh, something hard, an orange, you know.
Nice.
He's English and a bit pompous, so he throws like a banana. Doesn't work really.
Not very effective.
No.
Let's get down to the ground.
No, we're good mates. We're good mates. But there hasn't really been any food thrown as yet. But I tell you what, the families have been very close to throwing food, I reckon, during the whole filming of it, because they're pretty competitive.
Yeah, right.
And,
now.
But yeah.
Yeah, let's get down to tonight, the grand finale.
Yep.
What can we expect to see between the Schrock sisters and the Butler family?
Look, you know what? They've got better and better as they've gone along. You know, they're both fantastic families. You know, they're great cooks, and they got to work out the process a lot more as they went on. So, you know, they worked out how the kitchens worked, how they best operated amongst themselves. So, I think the finale is no question the best food we've seen the whole series. So, it comes right down to the wire too, which is great to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, are there any? Is there going to be a big final challenge? Is there sort of like a let's make this amazing?
The biggest, the most hardest thing you can possibly do. Like, is there one as well that like you've done in this season that's like that was maybe a bit too hard?
Look, you know, there was always, you know, there were a couple of things that they, you know, that cake, you know, in the beginning that Anna gave them to do was pretty damn tough.
Yeah.
Look, you know, at the end of it, you know, they cook big feast, and they obviously put their spin on it, their cultural thing on it, and you know, look, you know, we got really well fed at the end, to be honest.
Oh, I bet you did.
And yeah, look, you know, and that was a great thing about the whole series. You know, these guys. You know, six Australian families, and I, you know, I keep saying that they're Australian, but they're obviously different cultures, mm-hmm. and they put their spin on it. And you know, we got to see some fantastic food as we went through. You know, they're great people. They got us, and you know, it was really exciting.
Yeah.
And you know, I learned something. There you go.
Yeah, wow. That's fantastic. Hey, just need a bit of cooking advice for the residents of Dubbo and the Central West, Matt.
Of course.
We had a story last week about how a lady bought an iPhone, but instead of receiving an iPhone, she received 11 potatoes in the box instead of the iPhone. If that's all you had for dinner and maybe a cupboard full of your basics, what would you do with 11 potatoes for dinner?
Oh, look, you know, most people would roast them all up. I think I'd put the Italian spin on it straight away, and I'd be making gnocchi.
Oh, love a good gnocchi.
Oh, yeah, full potato gnocchi.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit of flour mixed with a couple of egg yolks, sprig of nutmeg and some salt, and I'd make a beautiful gnocchi, you know. Nice. Get some tomatoes out of the garden. You guys in Dubbo now will be growing tomatoes.
Oh, yeah,
like
sprouting everywhere.
In your climate.
Yeah.
Yes. And make a tomato sauce, and you've got gnocchi and tomato sauce. To me, you couldn't beat that.
There you go. If you end up with 11 potatoes, you know what to do from Matt Moran. Gnocchi with some garden tomatoes. Mate, we cannot wait. The grand finale of Family Food Fight. It's on this evening on Channel 9, Australia's home of entertainment. Mate, thanks for joining us, Matt Moran.
Pleasure, guys. Pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Street Dubbo for all welding repairs.
Hit weather. Yeah, going to be a pretty wet one today. Possible thunderstorms, tops of 29 degrees. Possible thunderstorm tomorrow, 31. And showers and rain for the rest of the week. Similar conditions hovering around the 30 degree mark. And this Friday, predicted up to 80 millimetres of rain. That's right. That's been updated from 10 millimetres to 80 millimetres in the last few hours.
That's insane. 18 degrees right now at South Lakes.
Fantastic. And, oh, Mike, I've done it again. I forgot to put the correct intro in.
Well, I'll pad for a second. While you find the Trending Now opener.
Let's just do Trending Now.
Trending, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the studio, Mr. Troy Grant, our local MP. How you doing, mate?
Good morning, Jimmy and Pippa.
Mike. It's Mike.
Yeah, Pippa looks very weird today, but like really low voice for poor Pippa.
Yeah, no, you need more makeup.
I do, actually. I look awful at the moment.
We're going to do Trending Now, and I'm looking forward to asking you about this $2.5 billion for stadiums in Sydney as well in a couple of minutes' time, Troy.
No problem.
Fantastic. Let's get into what's trending right now, Mike.
All right. So we all know Sophie Monk, who was the Bachelorette this year. She gained like a new level of fame, like probably bigger than when she was back when she was with Bardot.
Troy,
like,
did you watch the Bachelorette?
No, I'm more farmer wants a wife sort of a guy.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that would. Yeah.
But it's been great for Sophie Monk's career. And then you have other shows like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me a Hattie, rejuvenate the careers of like Casey Donovan and stuff like that. So now celebrities are approaching producers of reality shows to see if they can get themselves on shows like that as well.
Now, I was really excited when the rumour spilled a couple of months ago that Warnie could be the new Bachelor. But that's been shut down. Troy,
he gives you a mobile phone instead of a rose. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you watch The Bachelor if it had Warnie on there?
I'd watch the clips.
Just the highlights.
Because just the highlights.
You just want to see it all go down. You don't want to be invested in it.
Absolutely. So other celebrities, are there any particular names who are trying
to become? They haven't name dropped any celebrities yet, but basically think about the people who have dropped off the radar over the last like 5 to 10 years. They might want to rejuvenate themselves.
Guy Sebastian on it,
he's still going quite strong.
Anthony Clea.
Let's be honest, I want to see Shannon Noel on The Bachelor.
Oh, Nolesy on The Bachelor, that'll
be
me.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
He's married.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I don't want to see you there because there'd be lots of trouble with his wife.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, in my opinion.
What about Justin Bieber?
Oh, Bieber, I think, well, he's back with Selena Gomez, I think. Okay. So, well,
again, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
For the right money, they could be single.
Hey, a new alarm clock's been released. You know how Jimmy Barnes, he's the king of screaming. In fact, in his latest music video clip, have a listen to how it sounds in the latest video clip.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, I made that really loud in everyone's ears for a moment. Yeah. Sorry, guys. So apparently you can download an alarm clock now and wake up to the sounds of Barnsley screaming.
I think that's an incredible idea.
Mm.
Imagine like, you know, it's 7 o'clock, you're about to get it. You know, get up, get ready for work, and then Barnsley screaming at you, that gets you up in the morning.
Yeah, but I wonder what would the neighbours think?
Probably a lamb is being killed in the back garden, I would imagine.
You blokes obviously don't have babies.
No.
It sounds similar.
Very much the same sound. Yeah. That's my memory. So,
does it wake you up pretty quickly?
Yeah. Taylor and Hamish were some of the best screamers of all time around 7 a.m. So.
Oh, wow. Goodness. So there you go. You can now get a Jimmy Barnes screaming alarm clock.
I want it. I want one for Christmas.
And all the neighbours and all your flatmates will hate you.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. Fantastic. That's trending now. Check out more stories, hit.com.au. Click on the Scoopler tab. Troy Grant's in with us. Troy, stick around a couple of minutes. We've got a few questions for you.
No worries.
Right now, Maggie Lindemann, Pretty Girl, this is Hit. I can swear, I can joke. I feel it's on my mind. If I drink, if I smoke, I keep up with the guys. And you see me holding up my mitt. Number one, Maggie Lindemann, Pretty Girl, this is Hit 93.5. Your morning, everyone. We do it thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef. It is in the Gourmet Creations range and available after 10:30 a.m. 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. If you see something on the road, especially with the wet weather, there was a truck crash earlier in Geary as well. So let us know 13, 12, 16 if you've got any info on any incidents around the roads. Joining us right now, the Honourable MP State Member here for Dubbo, it is Troy Grant. How you doing, mate?
I'm well, boys. Good morning.
Fantastic. Good morning. Troy, I saw this on the news yesterday, and I had two reactions to it. One was great. The other one was, whoa, a lot of money. $2.5 billion the state government is investing into stadiums in Sydney. Can you give us a bit more info on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So two rebuilds. That's Allianz, which is out at Moore Park, known as Moore Park, or the old Sydney Football Stadium, and ANZ Stadium, which is the old Olympic Stadium, or Stadium Australia, formerly known. They're basically grown out of date, out of vogue. Allianz has actually got some big constructional and engineering issues.
Right.
A lack of toilets and facilities and that sort of thing. So it's sort of like a no-brainer that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
ANZ, a little bit of controversy because it's about 17 years of age.
Yeah.
Stadiums have a life of around 30 years before they need big changes.
Right. Yeah.
By the time it actually gets built, it'll be into its 20-something years' time. So whilst we've got the capacity now, rather than waiting another 10 years for it just to, you know, wear and tear and not be fit for purpose, which is quickly becoming, because it wasn't built other than for an Olympics.
Absolutely.
For athletics.
I did read that Bob Carr, the former Labor Premier, he did say he would be absolutely shocked if he told the country 20 years ago that the stadium would only last 20 years. But it sounds like it may only have a couple of years left in it anyway, and it's not actually designed for world events.
Exactly right, and now it's been used for everything other than athletics.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's being used for massive State of Origin, big sporting fixtures, Socceroos, all that sort of stuff, but more and more it's getting used as a venue for major concerts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Adeles of the world. And
yeah, it's not like the Olympics come here every, like, 8 years.
And
or
it's not like we've got Usain Bolt sprinting down the 100-metre mark every second week.
Just doesn't happen.
So talking about concerts, is it going to be built to accommodate concerts with in mind as well?
Yeah, and potentially with a roof, so it'll be enclosed as well. So yes, it's a lot of money, but what we've done is we've worked really hard over the last 6 years to make sure that we've got the ability to do this. And just to put it into some sort of perspective, is whilst we're building $2.5 billion for our stadiums, we're building over $200 billion of schools and hospitals at the same time.
Okay.
So one's not missing out to do the other.
Yeah.
Right? And you can walk and chew gum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're a government that can do multiple things at once. And we've got a lot to do, but this is something that drives the economy. It adds a lot of money to the economy because a lot of people visit to come to these massive events. It's not just for a local market. And they're not Sydney Stadia. They're New South Wales Stadia.
Yeah,
people from Dubbo go to these stadiums for the big events and that. So why shouldn't we have the best? All the other states and territories are a little bit in front of us with this, so they're going to be more likely to attract the big events and we'll start missing out. That'll impact our economy. So it's really a smart investment, and sure, the naysayers are trying to, you know, talk it down.
Yeah.
But I think, why shouldn't we have the best if we've got the money and ability to do it whilst we're still doing all the other things?
Absolutely. I think most of the controversy is around Allianz Stadium, but I've got to say, because I'm a massive soccer fan, I'm a huge Central Coast Mariners fan, I've been to Sydney Football Stadium countless times, including for grand finals, etc. The place is starting to fall apart at the end of the day.
Yeah, and look, people, when they go to these big events now, they just don't go for a hot dog on the hill.
Yeah.
They want the experience. They want to watch their events in comfort, and crowds are a challenge. Like, they get the big crowds for the derby between FC and the Wanderers, the Anzac Day match in rugby league, and some of the big events get the big crowds, but they do struggle.
And a good 11,000 for the Mariners.
Yeah. But they do. That's a great example. They struggle with some of the just normal club matches.
So
Allianz is going to be configured so it can seat different size crowds.
Great.
But it's going to give you all the mod cons. You'll be able to be in comfort. You'll have better access to amenities, better access to food, and you won't have to pay $250 for a hamburger, which you have to, that sort of bump up the operating running of a poorer venue.
Okay,
absolutely.
You should be a better experience.
Absolutely. Local MP Troy Grant in the studio with us. Troy, just stick around a couple of minutes. Got some local issues to tackle up next. Is that okay, mate?
Welcome.
Fantastic. It's Hit 93.5. We are 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Current temperature, 19 degrees. Jimmy and Mike on air with Troy Grant as Macklemore takes it away with this hit. They performed it at the Rugby League Grand Final at ANZ Stadium last month. Dub on the Central West, number one. Morning, everyone. Macklemore Thrift Shop on Hit 93.5. And in the studio with us, the Honourable MP, State Member here, it is Troy Grant. How you doing, mate?
I'm really well, boys, really well.
Fantastic. Moments ago, we spoke about sporting stadiums and event stadiums in Sydney, but there is some major investment going into sports here in the Central West.
Yeah, we've got $100 million just for regional centres, which is being decided upon now. So there's going to be a lot of announcements going around what's going to enhance. Locally, Victoria Park's going to get an upgrade. So that's moving well. Obviously, we did Barden Park, so the regions aren't going to miss out. So your Caltex Park, or Apex Park now, I think it's called again, is up for more money, as is different sporting facilities or amenities around the place. New toilet blocks at soccer grounds, all that sort of stuff starting to come online.
Fantastic.
So the bush isn't missing out, nor is Dubbo.
Absolutely. And also, there's been some local changes police-wise, which has seen major improvements in the area.
Yeah, they've chucked out an old governance model called local area commands, and they've gone to a district model. It's been, any change management gets people a bit worried and angsty, but it means more cops on the street to look after the community, keep us more safe and sound. And we've got our own model for country policing, different to the city now, because things are different. What we need out here is very different to what we need in Sydney, and we no longer have to get told by Sydney what we're going to have out here. We can make those decisions locally. So big changes.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. Yeah. Actually, one more question I had, because we've got to wrap up in a couple of moments, but with the electronic license.
Digital
license. Now, I understand at the moment you've still got to have your normal license on you.
Yes.
But in the future, if they move to a point where you don't need your normal license, is a club able to let you in based on citing your digital license?
Yes,
are there laws around that?
Yes, that's the laws being constructed exactly for your clubs and your hotels to accept that as your ID, and as well as your proof of identity card, which comes with it on digitally.
Oh, fantastic. I see, you get the both of them.
Yeah.
Well, they come as a package. I've got them both on my phone. So it's really, really amazing technology. And when you log in, it comes up with both options. So you can use either your digital license, or you can use, so there's my license there, which is really hard for radio audience.
Yeah, that's, I can all right, see it though. It looks like a license just in a different
format. And that's your proof
format.
Of age card.
And that's your proof
all
of
at
age.
Once. Oh yeah, and it has that little like QV, like barcode sort of thing.
It's got a barcode thing on it. What's the barcode thing for?
That's to make sure for security purposes.
So
it protects your ID. Yeah, and then the other one, there's a hologram in it that you can see. So you move it around.
This is very
state of the art, yeah.
Wow.
The only thing really bad about this is that, like, four chins in that photo and a really bad haircut.
Are we going to be able to get the new $5 note on our
phone
soon?
Can we change our profile picture on these?
Let's give it a whirl.
Our local member, Troy Grant, mate, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning. We'll see you again in a fortnight.
Look forward to it. Take care, boys.
Thanks to McDonald's.
And joining us today on the show, Ray Martin, who's appearing on a show tonight called It Won't Happen to Me on Prime 7. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Mike. Good to see you, mate.
Fantastic to have you on the show with us today. Hey, it's airing tonight on Prime 7, and it is about something in the Central West out in country New South Wales that is the biggest killer. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we've done three documentaries this last year. One was on the drug ice and the epidemic of ice. Another one on domestic violence. This is called, as you said, It Won't Happen to Me. It won't happen to me. This myth we all have about when we drive, we won't be the accident victim. Well, guess what, folks? It is me. It's going to be you and I who are the targets of this. So we decided, especially with Christmas driving coming up, decided to have a look at the road crashes. I mean, too often we call them accidents, but in fact they're road crashes, and so often they're preventable. And we've done this story through the eyes of people who have been victims or people whose family have been victims, and including a spot in Dubbo. So Dubbo sort of features strongly in the whole documentary.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Dubbo, I believe the man's name was Jamie Manning. He was a road crash victim. Do you remember what his story was?
Absolutely. I mean, Jamie was he's an ex-rodeo rider and an absolutely inspirational bloke. And he lives just outside of Dubbo with his wife and two boys and a daughter. And he was coming home afternoon after day's work. Was about 2 km, 3 km from home, which is often where these accidents or these crashes happen. And he was open road, saw a truck was over the wrong side coming towards him. He swerved to avoid the truck, went off the road in his big Ford and slammed into an ironbark tree, and the car caught on fire. And he was locked into the seatbelt as the flames engulfed him. He ended up having his face and body burnt horribly, and he lost an arm and a leg as a result, and really should have died if he wasn't so tough, and also if he didn't have this unbelievable wife and family who weren't prepared to let him go. And a next door neighbour who pulled him out of the crash, even though Jamie kept saying to the neighbour, "You better go because this car's going to explode." And the neighbour said, "I'm not. As long as you're here, I'm here." And the bloke, like a hero, pulled him out. And the end result was Jamie's had rehab, and he's now he's riding horses again. He's doing everything but riding bulls, as I say, unstoppable. But nevertheless, it's just a reminder of what happens mostly is that, in the bush in Australia, it's I hate to say it, but it's men, and it's men of a certain age, not P-platers, who in the middle of most of these crashes. And and if nothing else, we need to say to women, you're right when you nag the old man, you're right, because it's blokes like us who cause all this trouble.
Absolutely. We're talking right now with Ray Martin on the Prime 7 show on tonight, It Won't Happen to Me. Now, you're talking about P-platers and families before. Do you think for any parents listening to this interview right now, do you think it's important for them to actually sit down with their kids tonight and watch this program and go, hey kids, hey teenagers, you're just about to get your license, you've just gotten your license, this is important, you watch this?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we've made sure this document is not a lecture on driving. But cars are, I guess, after our families and the dog, cars is what we love most, and we all like to drive. We all like to get out the freedom of being able to travel. But we see those roadside crosses, and we keep saying it won't happen to me. Well, in fact, the roadside crosses are just people like us, and they are primarily let's alert our kids to the fact that drinking and driving and drugs and driving are really dangerous cocktails. But again, we need to alert the mistakes that we make. I mean, most 94% of the deaths and two-thirds of the deaths occur in country areas like Dubbo. And they don't occur in the city anywhere near as much as they do on the country roads. And it's not because the roads are bad. It's because people make mistakes. And so often, the roads are plenty good enough in Australia as long as you you drive within the conditions. And 100 k's an hour, legal in an area can be pretty dangerous if it's rainy or if it's foggy or if it's dark, etc., etc. So there's some myths that about P-plate drivers as well, but we've managed to, cut down the casualty rate amongst young drivers. It tends to be older drivers and experienced drivers, and especially men who are the targets. So, I think women will watch this program tonight and nod their heads knowingly at their husband or their father or their brother, saying, "I've told you for ages, slow down." It's almost like in the DNA that men take risks. And we have to alert them to the fact that, if you risk, it's not just your life, it's the life of your family and the life of people in the other car that you're putting at risk.
Absolutely. Ray Martin from Prime 7's program on this evening. It is called It Won't Happen to Me. Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. It's heavy stuff, but really super important stuff as well. Thanks for joining us on Hit 93.5 this morning.
No, pleasure, guys. And I'm sure, as I say, women will love it and they'll shake their heads saying, I told you so. But it's not a lecture, but you'll see it through the eyes of people who really have lived it. So that's the power of it. But thanks, guys. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Mike.
Double on the Central West, number one. Yeah, how you doing, everybody? Jimmy and Mike on the airways. And Mike, you've been in, I think it's been for the last 10 days now.
I think that's what we're up to, 10 days. I started not last Thursday, Thursday before.
And you've done it all. You've rapped your favourite Nicki Minaj song.
I did. I forgot about that.
You've put up with me constantly telling you not to do my job.
Actually, I realised not only did I rap the Nicki Minaj thing, I also rapped the Spice Girls as well all week, which is, it's been quite the rap for me.
Well, because Pippa's back tomorrow.
She is.
I just need your opinion quickly because I know you've got your own segment here called Want a Gift.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you
do
want.
Do you mind if Pippa really, really and I I'll tell you keep going want, with really, Want a Gift?
Go for it. I'm more than happy to pass the baton to Pippa.
Okay, so we can keep with that.
Go for it. Keep going. That's my gift to you, my parting gift.
I think what we'll do tomorrow is gifts for the electronic lover, someone who loves a gadget.
Yeah, a good gadget.
Maybe I'll say an iPhone X.
Yeah, if you can afford it.
Excuse me, what are you saying? I'm rich?
Is that an insult? I don't know.
I've got the new iWatch as well.
You do, and it's fancy.
Anyway, we've got to get out of here, Mike. Once again, from everyone listening at home, from me, you've been amazing to work with, and you'll be back on board with me at some point when someone's sick or someone's on holidays.
Oh, please, when Pippa takes a day off, you need some time off, I'll be in.
Catch up at hit.com.au. But until tomorrow, everyone have a fantastic day. Enjoy yourself and see you later. Bye.
Catch you later.
Thanks to McDonald's.